passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. As we all tighten our belts and keep an eye on our spending, what impact is that having on the purchase of ethical goods? Chris Arnold is author of Ethical Marketing and the New Consumer.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of ethical products have declined for a number of reasons. I mean, obviously, when consumers are faced the dilemma of a recession, having to be more sort of conscientious with their money, you know, you're faced with this dilemma. If you've got something for a pound or you pay for something that's £1.50, it's more ethical, then unfortunately, a lot of housewives are saying, well, now I'm just going to sort of part with it for a time being. I'll come back to it later. Certain products like organics have suffered quite badly. This isn't strictly because of ethics. It's actually because quite a lot of people who buy organics just see it as a kind of better quality, better tasting product. So in a recession, they're going to cut back. One of the issues that the supermarkets have got is they charge too much money. They've been too greedy over a lot of ethical products. So now when people are being tight, they're just not buying it.
And are there certain things, however, that they are still prepared to spend that bit extra on?
Well, it seems that fair trade is still doing very well. And from reports I've had from companies who are doing fair trade, they seem to be actually bucking the trend a bit. But that's also been helped by the fact that fair trade is much more reasonably priced in supermarkets now. In some cases, one supermarket I went to, it was actually cheaper than the main brands.
There's also this big move at the moment to buying things locally and wanting to have, for example, a 100-mile diet or, you know, go to farmers markets and those kinds of things. Is that something that we're also pushing back on because we haven't got enough money?
Local seems to be very popular. It took a lot of supermarkets by surprise because they didn't quite realise how powerful it is. I think it's one of these things that's a lot to do with community. There's been a massive growth in community. It's certainly some of the research has shown that because of the recession, they want to have a stronger community. And sort of local feels part of supporting your neighbourhood, supporting the community. Also, there's a sense that it's just fresher and tastes better.
How have you found that supermarkets have kind of gone about telling their consumers that actually something is more local or perhaps less local?
Whole Foods, for example, have always had a very strong thing on the local, although in fact their radius is 200 miles, so you could buy stuff from Amsterdam. There's also on the opposite side, some of the supermarkets have tried to inform people of how far stuff has travelled in. So one supermarket put little aeroplanes on their salads to help people understand it being flown in, and their salad sales went up. Mystified by this, they discovered it's because the consumer thought it was fresher.
You mentioned that discounting has caused part of this problem. In other words, some products are so much cheaper now that you're willing to sort of put aside your ethics for a little while in order to save money. Who's doing this discounting? Who's really paying for it?
Well, this is a big dilemma, actually, because you've got to question where is the company getting the stuff from that was £1.50 last week is now £1. And, you know, the question is, are people being exploited? Are people being screwed very hard? I mean, the farmers have complained a lot that their margins are being pushed down and pushed down. And I think that as consumers, we do need to question the supermarkets, the who pays campaign by ActionAid, which I worked on, was designed to actually get consumers to say, well, who is actually paying for this discount? And I think it's very important for consumers to ask that question.
Now, in the past, you've talked about this idea of people versus planet. In other words, people are more keen to support things that help people rather than help sort of the planet at large. Do you think that's why people would get behind this idea of, well, who's paying for it? Because actually it has a direct impact on the people at the back end.
Oh, absolutely. I think that people are very concerned about how people are treated. They don't want to see exploitation. In one survey about what makes ethical fashion, for example, the top four items in that was all about people. So only fifth became environment, and that was actually about chemicals being put into rivers. But people want to know that people were being paid well, treated well, they were being respected, and they weren't being abused. And this is very important. So when people ask what makes ethical fashion, those are the key elements.
And do people generally tend to go for smaller producers and smaller companies because they feel they've got more of a relationship with the person behind it and can trust them more, or are they still happy to take the word of the supermarket?
The supermarket is very influential on a level, but you know, the idea of the small producers always been very popular. And, you know, if you launch a product, you've seen it with some of the big brands, they'll launch a product with the myth that it's somehow coming from some small little producer making it in their kitchen. But there's been a massive growth of sort of kitchen-based type of sort of products like cakes and biscuits and chocolates. Enormous number of these little companies setting up all over the place, selling in places like Borough Market, and then they're starting to be sold in Harrods. So I think there's enormous sort of popularity in the small producer.
That's Chris Arnold. His book, Ethical Marketing and the New Consumer, is published by Wiley.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionforfreshideas.com.
PassionForFreshIdeas.com
or click through from PassionForThePlanet.com.
Find out more at PassionForThePlanet.com.